But we have to talk after this year. Rabosai, it's a double pashut by me, again, until a week ago. Double pashut ad ho throughout Shas. If a non-Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman, she may never marry a kohen for the rest of her life. Sad, you know, many people that come to you, how can it be? I just made one mistake, and I was young, and I wasn't frum, and I was this, and I was that, and now I can't marry a kohen? I said, well, not a question of fair or not fair. Let's say a person would be a Gioris, who was completely a Tzedekus, Gemura. He still can't marry a Kohen. So it's not a question of assigning blame to anybody. What could Xeris Akosov? It's called a Zona, and that's the end of the story. He spent the better part of a week seeing it's not so simple this woman's called a Zona. But even if she's not called a Zona, everyone seems to agree she's a Sura LeKohen. Even the Marashah and the Beis Yosef, who went beyond, and I think they were Tzvon and Balamor on that side. It's easy way called Zona or Bust, and therefore they wanted to suggest, according to one view, that the Pasuk Kisieli Zar is only Rabbi Akiva speaking. They only said it when it comes to Chai Ve'Lavan. They didn't say it with respect to Akum. I had an ill-fated attempt at extending the Marashah and the Beis Yosef exactly the same way as Rabbi Akiva, and we passed the Pasuk Rabbi Akiva to the case of Akum Olo Vas Yisrael, but I crashed on that summer of 10 summer Aleph. You crash, you have to know you crashed. That's it, wrong. It was a good attempt, but it was wrong. So now we're stuck. Yesterday we pulled out the Ritva in Masechta Kiddushin that I gave out to everybody, and he slapped some more copies if someone maybe didn't get one. This is something which is a keepsake, so hold on to it, or they can get it in any library. This is a copy straight out of the Ritva, most of the Rav Kook. The whoever doesn't have it, please take it now. Well, he says exactly what I was looking for. It comes from a different angle. He says, although there's a Mefurash Gemara that says that Kubas Kon Kisi Almana, the famous Gemara, we don't pass like that. We don't pass in that way. And therefore, it's looking at 756 again. Gama Isha Atzmu Ksheru Lekuna B'Bias Goy. And they have kashas from Rava that we answered. State here to change the Girsa. All right. The Rabbeinu Simcha. So I brought Rabbeinu Simcha in. We didn't have it yesterday. I want to read it to you. Rabbeinu Simcha, his Chidushim on Shas. Well, we had him last week, and I told you the whole amazing history how this was revealed. So it's Baruch Hashem. Thank God it was revealed. So here we have Rabbeinu Simcha saying something quite amazing when this comes up. This is a Ritzva, Kiddushin Samachesim at Beis. Comes from Meir Simcha's father. He says, he doesn't understand what in the world did the Ritva want from the Ra'a. He has a simple answer. I'm reading you the verbatim. If you want to go later, page Sadivav in this book. Kosav Ritva b'shem Rabo. Da'anano kamelim k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Remember, remind yourself, who said it in Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's name? Who remembers? Names that are important. No? The same name is found in two places in Yavamas, calling two different people. One place is calling the name called Rabbi Shmuel, one place is calling Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Actually, Rabbi Shimon. The one that says Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the Ritva here on this daf. But Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay? You forgot already from yesterday. I don't expect you to memorize names.
Like Yaakov or something?
Much more famous than that. Rabbi Yochanan, one of the most famous Amoraim in the world. We'll see to him why I want to have another whole supper from yesterday. That's found on Memheim and Aleph. Memheim and Aleph. Let's look it over there. That's where Rabbi Shimon's name is in fact found. Just look at the Bach. You'll see the Bach made a to-do out of it right over here. In Agol Sabach, what's the proper girsa? Right? Where the small Aleph is? Or maybe Ochel Meshim Rabbi Shimon. That's because of Shiva Yochoi, as the Ritva said over here. But Rabosai and Samaches means Rabbi name Rabbi Yishmo. Okay, so it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishmo. Keep that in mind. But it's Rabbi Yochanan is clear. Okay, so what does he say? We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Ritva says. And we pass the Akiva bar Yisrael is kosher. Aye, it's a Shvuya throughout Shas. It's only for a Kohen Gadol. So the Shara Melech asks, what are you talking about? What are you saying? There's a Mishnah in Adius. A Shvuya is not a Truma. And he has Shem Rava. Rava says, go into Golus. Meet the kosher, the kahuna. Even, and despite that fact, There's a Bechoris that is considered to be Zara. A bunch of kashas. Uvimechila mikvodo haram. Wow. He's asking mechila from the Shara Melech. Lo doc. There's a pshita l'chulei alma. There's just ish. Shenishpeis bevarei asur l'koyen l'truma. Imi eshes koyen, imi eshes istrol, imi eshes bailu. Do karina beve nitma. Ah, remember we had four yalfuses, not... Come on, Rabosa, we had a 4-3 vote yesterday. We had, in our summation, three psukim of Furush and Torah, Rush Hazon HaChalala, and four, which are Drushes Chazal. Three in Mesechta... Excuse me. Two in Mesechta Yevamis. We just have the famous two, Kisiel Lishzar and Kisiel Almona. Right? One in Mesechta Kiddushin, Sulas Mizera Beis Yisrael, Ayin Ches. And one of them is Sefta Sota. Benitba, 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 three times. Zok the Helig of Rav Meir Simchon is Chidushin. He says, of course, in a situation in which a married woman live with a guy, Benitba, Benitba, Benitba. For sure. For sure. And even if it's an onus, look at the Vavim and Beis and Yivamis, Audaf, Toysis Laman Hey, fine. She's Chayav Misa, they be as Nachri. Which, by the way, as we saw, we read earlier this week, and that's how Poshet, the Chiddush Iran and Sanhedrin suggests, maybe you're not Chayav Misa, derived from the Mir of Re'eu, even in Neshe Sish, fine. V'yim Kein Asish Shaparach Mishnah De'evis to marry Eshe Sish and Nishbis. And Rav is talking about a case of Eshe Sish. And he says, I mentioned this at the end of Shir yesterday, Achtzas Enem Duktuk Lashon Ritva, Shekosav Da'ach Uvda Diyanai, Mari Bishan Nishbeis, Vihi Be'ula. So what's Pshat? How will the withdrawal answer? Vasur Leviya Shul Kohen Godel. Oh, it's a Kohen Godel. That's why. Who is Kohen Godel? Name of Mishitus. The Nishbeis Ksharisa Nesua, Dika Tumah Vasur Lekuna, the Karina Vinitma Lechuma, Viduk. He has a kash against, if I'm right, it doesn't seem to fit with the Ritva himself. Okay, that's, I read you this paragraph. It's one paragraph. Okay, top paragraph, page Sadi Vavins, Kedusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha Lashas, volume one. Okay, you should look it up if you have a chance. So this is what it says there. Fine. Let's now analyze, and then we all have the Ritva in front of us. Let's see what it says. Let's see this. Let's see the whole thing again. It's worth seeing a second time. Tekshes to the fun of from all the Mishnayos. Okay, Kula Talmuda, Bas Yisrael Shnishpes from Nation Nivel of the Goy. So you see, it's usher. So according to the Ra'ah, what do you have to answer? Right? The Ra'ah answer will answer, no. Ali but the Hilkha saying has thrown the kuna of the coin god of Mishambula, Kohen Muteris, will be the Ksher of the Kuna. Upanoma Khant me coin kashalavoda. Viyana Yamelech. Shiru all of the Fishanis even the Modi and Mon Kidushi. Because I have a coin godal. So the Shabula. This is what they're all answered. What the Ritva is answering with Fiyah Ra'ah. What if they answer that for? Just say, Ritva, that her brother was a Eishes Ish. This bothers her, Rav Meir Simcha, very much. This bothers him. Okay? But this is what we have here in the Ritva. And the Ritva goes further and explains where he got everything from. And he says as follows. The Ritva himself says, let's chazer again on line 2 in arguing with his Rebbe, he claims his Rebbe backed out. Column 2, line 2. Hope you all have it in front of you. There's still a few more copies here. Well, Mistaber Lee, Dafilu man demach shul agami davka vivlodo, aval hi gufa vare kema shenivla lagoy pnifslo lakuna mid Rabbi Yochanan mishra Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy. Tells exactly who said it in the name of whom. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoy. Again, we have the Gersh of Shimon on Mem Hei. Normally you say she should pass automatically pass on the child. Remember yesterday's Gra? It sounds almost like the Gra, that somehow really she should have transmitted her psul to her child, but something trumps it. Rachman Afkel the Zare, which we at first glance, what are you talking about? It's coming from her! Zare is him! It's her child! You want to pass with her child? Her child is still her child. Rachmana afkarei lezari from the husband. The father is no father. The mother is still a mother. That's why I trouble with this. We're coming back. V'hainu de pasin and shvuyah b'chol mokal l'kuna afil l'kohen edin. V'chein chazer amem mori neru. He seems to back out. But the reason he gave why the vlad is okay is again, Rachmana afkarei lezari, which we didn't quite understand. It's coming from her, not from him. That's the problem which we had, Rabbi Osai, yesterday. I realized, I think one of the Tamid was mechavin to this, that maybe Rachmon Afka Lazare is the whole Yisrael we've been saying now for a while, that it exists a concept called it's not a normal bia. Who's the one who said that it's not a normal bia? It's a famous Rishon, I read it to you in Shia, the two Nafkaminas. Who said, he based it on a Gemara. Don't just talk out of the sleeve. Everything's based on a Gemara. He's based on a Gemara, but saying, just keep one hand here in Daf Mem Hei, and the other hand in Tzadi Ches, just to refresh our memories. Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. What does it say over there? Shema Minah, the eighth line. Afkure Afkur Achmona Lazari, the Tziv. Psar Chamorim Besorim, Vizir Masusim Zir Masim. That's what he got. This Gemara. So who was the one, Mihu Zev Ezehu, who quoted this Gemara and said two chidushim in the floor based on it? Who was it? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan quoted where? Subas Avgilim and Beis. All the two chidushim in the floor that he said. Who remembers? We got to swim in this, Rabbi. You got to be into it. Who remembers even one of the chidushim in the floor Rabbi Natan said? I'm sorry. You don't say Yarav Yava, correct? Esther. If we'd been a bit sinner. Even if she was married, which is the assumption of the Gemara, I got it to Megillah. They both say, we're almost holding by Purim. Right? So, it's called the one Girsa, I got it to Gemara, famous Gemara, the Kochom Mordechai Lo Labas, Atuka Labas Ala Labayas, you probably have heard of that. So how could she be with Achashverosh? But the Gemara didn't ask Eska Gili Arayas, it's Eska Farhesya. Why not Gili Arayas? You're in the town? No! He's a Goy! A Goy, an Ashes Ish, doesn't have to die, rather than live with a guy.
And she's
mutter if she's with the guy. And 7-2, even if she lived with the guy, she's mutter to whom?
To the ball.
To the ball if he converts. Presumably, not to the ball. Why did Rabbi Natan support, presumably, it's never fairish. I brought inside. Today I came prepared. Yesterday I was a little bit unprepared with my heavy artillery. Today I came with a heavy artillery. Shita Mukubetis. Ksubis Davgim Lemon Vase. I came and then you can look it up. Don't trust me for a second. Okay. The Ibrah's page in this edition is page Chav Test, bottom of column 1. Shabbat Natam Zal Sova the Bias Akam and Abiyah Miel Ohitta Betal Kachal the Boil below the Baal. Okay? That famous story. Fine. Fret the revolve, but if it's Neseres Labal, she would imagine Neseres Labal. Fine. Then he's an amazing Kiddush. He says like this. Yesh Litchos. The Rabbi Natan brought three Rais Berurus. Again, there are Rais Berurus Nesur Labal. One is Kesher Avadati Avadati. Yes?
Say that it's not a
beer,
that it shouldn't be us
and the Baal. Oh, patience. Three rights for Kent. One right, Sharavadati or Vadati, assuming she's an Ashes Ish. That's the easiest right to deflect. If you look at the Ramban and Balamor and Sanhedrin, is it true? Is it not true? It's only an Agadat that we don't hold the Agadat, da 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 da. That's easily deflected. But the two more rights, Berurus, which is a Surah Labal. The Sheet of the Kubetsis talks about them right away. The same paragraph starts with the word V'ibra. Like this. The Lidrish Lahu, the owner's Shari. What does it mean? Ika Prutzis. What does Ika Prutzis mean? So, on a simple level, it means that if a Prutza lives with a non Jewish man while she's married to her husband, she's in fact a suet to her husband. Does she know what it means? No. That's not what it means. All it means, your friend is going to be Mekilos Viasa Baratzon. Uveratzon. Catch these words. I'm reading to verbatim. Afal gav the ein nesaros al balein. Whoa! He's taking it to the end. As you said, Binyamin, if it's not a bishop with the Baal also. He said it. It escaped his pen. He suggested it. Not done yet. Fine. There's a third raya in Ksuvah's the second parak. Ha'isha shenechmash ben ovdik achavin amrinan deberatzon asura lebala. Black on white. Even in a time can't cross out a gemara like this. A mefurish gemara in Ksuvah is quoted about Gimel Beis and Tosfos in Ksuvah from the gemara in the second parak in Ksuvah. A mefurish gemara isha shenechmasha. That means she was taken captive. So if she was forced, attacked by a guy, she's muteris to her husband. But if it was Baratzo, excuse me, it was Baratzo, it's prohibited. Chavav Amid Beis. It's matchik the shita mekubetzit. I agree to Dochak. I'll read it to you. Yesh litchosa, the lebala kohen myri hosom. Ayin shah. And if you look there, it's not such a big Dochak. He says the wildest. It's the wildest of the wildest of the wild. We never been in time of saying two chidushim. One, no din of Perak Vayavar. Two, muta leboel. He's suggesting a wilder ideal of muta lebaal. Knocked off all three rayas. Yes.
Why doesn't he just say that once the rabbin comes talking about in the case where he even the guy here, so therefore it's a kind of shenola dummy. He didn't do it. Like,
that's your teretz. That's another teretz.
I mean, why,
that's another teretz.
Once not a
that's a different teretz. I'm not going there. That's a different teretz. You spoke about that last week. It's a different teretz. Different question. Is it right or is it wrong? Hold on. So the question, of course, becomes Rabosai again. The Ritva presumably asked the Kasha against his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, from Yanai, because he thinks that his Rebbe, Ra'ah, is matir, even Eishes Ish. Even Eishes Ish. The Rabbi Simcha says no. And he himself asked the Kasha, what's going on with Yanai? Why don't you have a simple answer? Let's keep this in mind. L'chora, if the Pshat is that it's not a Maisa B at all, that's Rachman Afkel Lazari. So the Ritva is Rachman Afkel Lazari only for purposes of being Machshel the Vlad. But the Ra'ah took that same exact piece of logic and took it to the extent to be matter what? Even the Kohen. How can it be? The answer is no Maisa B'ya. An Akum lives with a Jewish woman. It's not labeled as a Maisa B'ya. So you can't say she's Nivel al-Apostle. It's not a goal of Maisa B'ya.
But for Kohen, is this his own?
But it's not his own either.
You don't need B'ya for
his own. Right. Your zone, you know in your Arizona? When a woman lives with Chayva Krisis. Maybe even Chayva Lavna, according to some. At least a Maisa B'ya is nothing. Nothing. Oh, slowly. Rabbi said, slowly. The Marashal, I referred to yesterday, says it's Shtikl Torah, Rabosai, basically, on his own. I don't think he had this ritva, although the Nebuka Yosef quotes it, as he showed me yesterday, right? But he doesn't quote it on his own. I'm going to read it to you. It's Pillei Ploim, what he writes over here. This is in the Marashal, Yam Shel Shlomo, fourth parak of Yevamos. Simon Lamed Ches, those who remember, we spoke about this already a few months ago when we looked at the Sugya on Afmem Hay. He says, I think, you may remember, to refresh your memories, yes. Wabin Binyamin is asking this question. Do me a favor, just turn, I'll in a second. Turn to the Rosh and Simon Lamed, please. Yeah, what's your question? Parak Dalet Simon Lamed, yeah?
The Rosh is straight out that Yishol HaBala was used, right? Asim Mishom Shosnos, right?
Right.
So, this is a non-Jew, right, that she'll be awesome, because she'll be still going.
That's the Yisrael Bola Kusis. That's very nice. But here we're talking about the case of a Kusia Bola Bas Yisrael. There's a Mafkir Zera. And when it comes to a woman, there's no such thing as Zera. But I'm just suggesting. I'm just deflecting you. Look over here in Simon Laman. Simon Laman and Perek Dalet, you may remember, we spoke about this a long time ago. This Sugya, Hakamodin, the whole story. Gemara says, Kosher ben Pliya ben Eshesish. Quotes the Rif. He's Mesupik, Rabosai. He's Mesupik. On page Chav Gimel, column 2, line 8. And I'm a Sapkinelon, I have a pogum, I low. Because later on, the Gemara Shakla Vatari concludes the last line. Hilchas Akum, Rabbi Israel, Avlad Kosher, the small iron is. For low, Ka'am, I have Hilchas Avlad Pogum. That's what the Rif says. Says the Rosh, which says pay. V'eini ro l'kan mokom sheyipo bo sofek. I don't see any doubt. Why should there be any doubt of the Rif? V'dekom aleyel stama de gemara. Kula amaroi. They molded of lat pagal makuna kavachom me'amana. V'kevin de kavachom les lay pircha. Lekaman de poligalei. So the Rosh, I don't understand the Rif sofek. There's no doubt about it. Child is certainly without a question of a question of a question. Asura le coin. Look at the Marshal as it's quoted over here in Os Pei in the Korban Asan. Marshal Simulam Ches writes, quote, Vania Magam Kane Ain Roe Suffolk Bedinze. Ella Ibrahim Staba de Shari le coin. Look at this. Show that right the riff was. The riff is Masupik, right? So the Rosh is no doubt, kids puzzle. The Marshal said there's no doubt, kids kosher. Who's right? The Rif. If there are two such great Gaonim who are so vociferous that there's no doubt in opposite directions, it was smart to have a doubt. You know what I'm saying, Rabbi Say. Okay? A position in the middle, a doubt of position is the most correct one. We don't know everything for sure. And he explains as follows. Bakusha Shihiksha Harosh Tomani Alov. Halavare kavachom epricho. He slugs up the kavachom. I'm not going to read you the entire thing, which is read, but which the Korban Asan that quotes from the Marashal, etc., etc., etc. Ayin sham barichus, and he doesn't like it. But at least he saw a part of the quotation. But look how the Marashal goes on. Marashal is absolutely gavaldik. Look what he says. The whole kavachom is only a smach of the alma. Hinisis also bas the coin, ain't I ben man cholo. When we had a discussion, pogum. Never said cholo, never said pogum. Okay, pogum. But if he lives with her anyway, a man, coin marries such a woman whose father was a goy and mother was a Jew, the kid wouldn't be a cholo. Fine. And when the Gemara says kosher, chozer ha Talmud mehai svara, v'yoma the less faisa klal. And why? His brilliant Marshal. This is so critical, Rabbi Osai. I'm going to read you every single word of the Marshal, and you hold on tight. He says, the Awash the Gemara said, Avlat Pogum, the Be'id, lesser, the Be'id not the Kabor, the Kabor high memra, but the Gemara says, on that from him and out, Akati lo havi azlis sugil achshuri bas nochri v'yevim afilu neshes ish. The Gemara at that point was pilpling about Akra, Bosse, pay attention. Akum ve'eved abobas yisroels v'kida kosher or mamza. By Pnuya, by Eishan Sish, they thought for sure the kid's a mamza. Eishan Sish, a married woman with a kosher boyfriend, a scandal! For sure, mamza. Abel hashto, the kosher baby Pnuya Eishan Sish, the last one in the Sukkot of him and Beis. I feel it inside mamza v'atamachshir. Why? Why are you machshir mitam mamza? Why? I'm asking you a question. You learned this with me 2 months ago. Why is it that Akum Abol by Sistrali Meshesish, the Vlad is not a mamza? Why? The Tosha says enough to Zion. Because there's no Isser. No Avera. No Avera Meshesish. So, some say, because of Rei Eyu, no Chir Misa. Okay? It's one possibility. We remember the Giras of Rav Haigom. What was the Giras of Rav Haigom? Why did Rav Haigom say that there's no Mamzeris if a Goyish man lives with a Jewish woman no matter if she married or not? Remember what he said? Three words. Rachmana after Elazar. There is no father. This is halachically immaculate conception. But no misunderstanding. I mean, there's no father. There's no father. It's a B.S. Alex, a B.S. Behema. Okay? Says the Marashal, amazing. Where do you get it from? B'tan Rachmon Afkel Azariel. Who said so? Can the Isa B'toysus Bereish K'sumas Av Gimel? I looked high and low. I thought the Marashal meant there's another Wapa Chiddush. The Rabbi Natan, in trying to prove his point, cited the Gemara Memheim and Beis and Yevamis that Akal Abov Astral Avlat Kosher also could the Rachmon Afkel Azariel. I looked for naught. What the Marshal must mean, I even looked in the sheet, maybe someone said, made that linkage. Didn't see it. The Marsham must be the same way as the Minatama, there's two Wapa Chidushim. Maybe even three. Based on Rach 1 after the Zara. Let's chazer again. So you heard about Yavar, Mutal Lebon, maybe even be so wacko, Mutal Lebal. I have a fourth Chidush, linked directly. Akam Abol, Eshishish, Havlav Kosher. Brilliant, Marsham. Absolutely brilliant. Does it make sense? Kavachomer, Grisa Pugima, She'enu El Lakuna. Shata Makshiro, Shef Kirzaro. That's what the Rambam says so. Adkan, Rabosai, the Marashal, and he goes on, the things that maybe we'll get back to later. I can't go into it right now for sure, we have other things to say. But maybe we'll get to the very end later. This is the Marashal. Ah, Adkan Devorav HaTahor. The question now becomes, is to answer Ben's question, or Yitzhak, someone asked me that question. So why, in fact, is she a Surah Lebal according to the prevailing view within Rabbi Natan? Nishkan Maisa Bia. What's the answer, Rabbi Osai? Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said it's not a Maisa Bia. Shachuf is also not a Maisa Bia. Noshim Besolos. Well, that Besolos is for Kohen. Okay. There could be a non Maisa Bia, which asks anyway. So let me share with you the pearls of wisdom, Rabbi Osai, in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Rabbi Shech the Shalita. See the author through the window. It's unbelievable. Okay? I kid you not. It's page Kid. Kuf Yudalit. Let me say. Okay? So Rav Shechter writes as follows. What's going on? What's Rabbi Natan talking about? Explains Rav Shechter Shalita as follows. There's no Maisa Bia. Lav Shem Bia Allah. Says in footnote 6, even though it's not a Bia, it's called, in his words, a Maisa Ishus. A Maisa Ishus. According to Shita Mekubetzes, that I just read to you, that he's Modeh at Osur al Bala. Not everyone is Modeh, but okay. That part is Modeh Osur al Bala. Why? For to Asa al Bala, it's enough. A Maisa Ishus, even if it's not a Bia. Eber Mace. He calls it over here in the same footnote. Eber Mace. Or Mechonon's Eber Mace. Doesn't matter. It's a Maisa Ishus. Ishus. Right? Ishus. And then he comes up with a Wapa Chiddush. A Wapa Chiddush. Look in the Gemara, Bosai. Nun Ches Amid Beis. And it was supposed to be a Memhei, but keep one hand in Memhei. Nun Ches Amid Beis. Nun Ches Amid Beis. Take that back. Nun Zayin HaMeveis. Nun Zayin HaMeveis, at the very top. Yesh Chupo Lepsulos. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Koyen Goro Shehichtes Amona Bas Koyen Lechupo. Velo Boleo. Umei Koen Amelo Kitsho. Afi Lohochi Psolo Letruma De Menasha. De Chupo Kiknisas Be'ilo Damyo. What kind of din is this? What kind of din is this? He sits there, he takes a girl, puts her under a canopy. It may have happened to you on a date one day, I don't know what you did. Took a girl, sat under a canopy with her one day, didn't marry her, and now she can't marry a kohen anymore. What is going on over here? Be careful on your dates. Don't go under a chuppah, you put her, go under a canopy, she can't marry a kohen. That's what it sounds like. So I don't think it means that much. It means they went under a chuppah for the, not stomach chuppah, they went under the chuppah and it's a wedding hall. And they sat under that chuppah, which has some kind of a meaning or something like that. Says, Rav Shechter, how can it be? The answer is, it's no marriage. But it's a Maise Ishus. It's a Maise Ishus. He claimed to go into the Rambam, Perek Zayin, and Halacha Chafal, and Chumas, the Din D'Oraisa. Against Rav Shach. That's only the Rabbonim. Don't tell me where Rav Shach is, I found it. One second. He's Surei Bia, Perek Yutes, Halacha Gimel. That's Rav Shach. And by the way, the Chazanish also says that way. I saw the Maftech in the back. But on the other hand, he quotes an Avnei Neis, he quotes a Beish, I looked it up, doesn't say much, but he quotes a Beish Shmuel. I saw the Beish Shmuel. The Beish Shmuel says it in Dorais. It's a Chapel. Let me read it to you. Oops, I left my Shulchan Aruch inside. Don't have it here today. We have to go get it later, but okay. In Simon Zion, Sivkotan, wrote it down. Sivkotan, Lamed Vav, at the end, it's a din d'oraisa. Can you imagine? It took a girl, went to a chuppah, and then she has a kid. Says the Beis Shmuel, that can go to a funeral. Can go to a funeral. Obviously, if it's not a Midoraisa, can't go to a funeral. Not a Sirul Midoraisa. How can it be? No beer, nothing happened. Maisa Ishus, that's the word. Eva Meis, Maisa Ishus. Chupa, Maisa Ishus. A Goy, Maisa Ishus. It's not a beer. Ad kan Rav Shech the Shlita on page Kuf Yudalad in Eretz Hatzvi. Meridik. Meridik. Mamash Meridik. Yeah.
How could a Goy be Maisa Ishus?
What do you mean?
You can't marry a Goy, though.
No. It is an act of... Who wants to translate the word Ishus? Marriage? It's a marital act. That sometimes means something different. It's a marital act. It's an act which relates to marriage, which can either be staying under a canopy as an act relates to marriage. Eva Mace, it's not a real BLP did, but it's, you know, it looks sort of like a marriage. And here, Goy, it looks like it's a marital act. I buy some issues. But it's BLP did, it's not. That's what I mean in Thomas Chiddush Neira. Rav Shef was a whole shtickle Torah basin, as we spoke about, if you recall, has to do with artificial insemination. That's the same piece over there. Yes, sir.
So all these Maisa Ishus that we're saying, they're all Zona, not Tumah. Well, is there Zona? I mean, unless you go according to the...
No, maybe...
And
maybe
you have to say that to Rabbi Hanan, they're
connected. Yeah, they're connected. We have to say, because the Shachav is also even for Yisrael. Rabbi... Yes, sir.
I just want to say, the whole Chuppah thing, like, what does that mean? Like, the mic's like, you can't go with a girl, like, under, like...
come on. They had in mind to perform some kind of a marital act. They went under a fancy Chuppah, terrace in the park somewhere. I don't know where they went to some wedding hall. You go under the canopy, you go on a date, and you pass in front of a hotel, there's a canopy outside, you're married to him. That's not called a marital act, it's just a date act. It's not a marital act. Not for now. Whatever it is, not for now. So Rabosa, yes? Yeah.
For which things is there a certain kind of thing that just works for the...
I'm just going to put three things together. Every mace, chupa, and goya to have in the top. I read it to you.
Right, I was saying, for what things that
is it? Each one, according to the different sheet.
There's no general thing that requires...
I'm just giving you Rav Shech the Shlita's examples. Yes. No. Here's the vote. Yesterday I told you I want that. I don't know what came up with me. I don't know why somehow, cause it's not my, I said, not my usual style. And it occurred to me, since I had, remember, I think because I was so maybe distraught that my first initial flight crashed, but I wanted to make it dependent upon Rabbi Akiva versus the others. And I had in my mind, well, maybe this is the machlokes between various shitas, we could even assign names to them. So it occurred to me that the who said this din, a surah to a goy who lives with a Jewish woman, and she may not marry a kohen, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So we had two other Rabbi Shimon bar Yochais. The one, the opening line, the opening day of Shir, Rabbi Osai. It's the first Shir, which was already over a week ago. We quoted the Gemara over here, Rabbi Osai. We started Samach Aleph from an Aleph. That's how we started. And then right away, we saw that there was a concept of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What did Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai say? It's found over here, if you recall, the last few lines of Samach Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, he said, "Look, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, I'll knock it out of your ears and I'll put you in chair." The last line. Well, then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So my mind started working in a funny way. That's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Here's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What's the connection? Here Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says the fact that a Gioris Mut under the age of three indicates what makes her Asura is the fact that she is a candidate to have a Maisa Bia. And have to have the Bia proper. She could have a Maisa Bia. So she could have a Maisa Bia with this non-Jewish person. And this can create a status of Zona. So therefore, Lishita, so we hold, that if a woman who's Jewish, in fact, had a real Maisabiyah with a non-Jew, she's also the Kohen. We pass like Rabbanon, that the Issa Gioris has nothing to do with a Bia, even if less than this guy aged one day. So therefore, we don't accept Rav Shimon Yochai either. That's number one. Number two, the question became, Rebbeinu Shalom! Why do we say she became a Zona? After all, there is some linkage, potentially at least, Zona with an act of Isser. Not everybody used that Rambam. So the answer may be Rav Shimon again Lashitasa. Rav Shimon we saw in Afchav Gimel holds that if a Jewish woman marries a non-Jewish man of any nationality, then Issa Daraisa is a Schatenba. So therefore, it's a prohibited act. Whereas Rav Osai, the Rabbanan who are the Rav Shimon Yochai, we saw enough Ayin Vav Amaral, Selo Schadma refers to a Jewish man and a Jewish woman, except the problem is he's a Nosin, comes from the Shiva Umos, and you're not permitted to marry him. But if he's a non-Jewish man, there's no Los Schadma Vav. No Los Schadma Vav. Toysin enough to Zayim and Beis. There's no Issa Darais at all for this woman to be married to this guy. Kavachom if they're not really married. So therefore, since we reject Rabbi Shimon, the rabbis call him Messiah Nafchav Gimel, but he's lost his chat in the bow when he's a guy, so therefore we reject him as far as asking the kuna as well. Those two things came through my mind. Today, I had a new concept came through my mind. It's Ein Beis Manesh Lo Chiddush. That's Rabbi Yochanan. I started looking up. Who are the ones who say, Akum ve'ever abob ha'sashol avlad mamsa? Remember, the Marashal concedes that they're the, I don't use the word bad guys, they're the ones who are the Machmir at the beginning of the Sugya, where the Gemara thought of Lad Pogum. Once the Gemara rejects them at the last line, and says that the Vlad is kosher, even the Eishes Ish is not kosher, then we reject that too. Guess who I find? Mem Hei Amen Aleph. Mamish, the same daf. Mem Hei Amen Aleph, you recall, towards the bottom, the third wide line we saw, Om Rabbi Yochan, Mishra Rabbi Shimon, that's the din of Akam Babasav, that's the Sulakuna. Well, guess what? Guess what? Look a little bit earlier, Rabbi Osai. Omele Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Hanina, Damri. It's about the a little more than halfway down the narrow lines. Guess what? Rabbi Yochanan speaking. Akum ve'eved abobas yisrael avlad mamzer. So according to the Marashal, if you hold the Vlad as mamzer, then the Vlad is going to be pogged in the kahuna, even in a situation where it's not a mamzer, right? Such as Bo'ala Pnuya, Hakam Bo'ala Pnuya. Even if it's not a mamzer, it's going to be possible le kahuna at the very least. But once we paskin, not that way, so we're going to reject the Pagima le kahuna, that's what the Marashal, that's called the Ritva. The Marashal never dreamt about the Ra'ah. He never saw it. But if he would have seen the Ra'ah, I'm going to make you a statement, a hypothetical, you can't disprove it. If the Marashal Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha would have seen the words of the Ra'ah Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, he would have said, here's my Shtikl Torah. Right? That it's true, the Gemara said that the Vlad is Pogam Lakuna. That's only when the Gemara thought of the Vlad as Mamzer. Once the Gemara concludes the Vlad is not Mamzer, why? He says, excuse me, Pshat, why? Rachmon Afkel is Are. So not only is the Vlad kosher lakuna, as the Ritva says, but even the mother is also kosher lakuna. With this, I rest my case, Rav Osai. This ends my joyride, Rav Osai. We spent this week, spoke about it already, a lot of build-up. So I think it was very worth waiting for. And there's a very nice, how should I say, a crescendo with which to end this sugya. Now, we out of the Shema, we're going to start the new sugya. There is even some overlap to the Rachmana Afkare. There is a little bit of overlap. And I still may want to go back to that last 2 lines of Marshall, maybe Yom Shlomo, but we have to start doing it. We have to get moving. There are too many very significant sugyas we have to still talk about. We can't stall here any longer. Rabosai, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we start the new Maram HaKarmis. Hope you all got them this morning. B'siyata D'Shmaya, the sugya of Pru Ravu. Now, I have to say, most people in the room were in the Shiel last month. We discussed already some of these earnings of Pru Ravu. So you may find some of them a little bit repetitive. Please, we have enough time to forget. But we're going to be seeing new inyanim, even in the parts that we did last time, and the things parts which we didn't do last time. So I give you my word, it's going to be exciting, even for those who have ironclad memories. If you're a Boris Sitch, Enem Abitipa, still going to be exciting. Yes, sir?
There's something about him where that maybe he says that the Bas Ki Tivajar is going home for Rukimo? Is it Balamor old?
Balamor said that? I told the Marashah said that.
Marashah
said that Kisiel Ishzar is only going to be Rabbi Akiva.
He's the
Mishnah
Ksuba, so that's based on the same thing.
Right, so Balamor got stuck, but he can be Marashah give an answer.
What that would.
Marashah said the Mishnah Ksuba goes according to Rabbi Akiva, we pass the Rabbah. That's what Marashah said.
Right,
don't trust me,
it's
carbon
and
silent quoted verbatim.
No,
he
said the Ksuba,
so
Rabbi is saying that would be also because of Kisiel, and therefore that would.
So the Marashah wants to say that if it's a Chayvei Lavin, it's kosher lekuna. The woman herself is kosher lekuna. But he didn't say it with respect to nivalola goy, only with respect to nivalola chayv elav. I wanted to extend it to nivalola goy, originally based on Rabbi Akiva. That initiative failed miserably upon viewing the Gemara in Tafsavach Tes. That was a good try, but you know. But the second attempt, which is not mine, it's the Ritzira, it succeeds. Rav Shimon. It's against the Gemara. So now, it's not against any Gemaras. Either my Rav Meir Simcha's answer, between Eshesish and Penuya. The Ritva himself apparently did not accept that distinction based on the Kasha that he asked from Yanai. So I think that the Ritva understood that his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, was matter, even in the situation of Eshesish, which may make sense based upon the Marashal's logic. That we paskin, it's bias akal kabias behema, because Rabbi the Talmud of Gimel, it's even Ashes Ish. Again. Rabbi Sayyid, Nu Sugya, Samach Aleph, Amud Beis, Besiyad Adishmai. Says the Holy Mishnah. Lo yivatel odon ipiri verivya, elam ken yesh lo bonin. How much? Beshame two boys, besos a boy and a girl, as is well known. Fine. Zok the Gemara. Ho yesh lo bonin. Mi period of a river bottle, but may isha lo bottle. It's the inference. Messiah le Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, the Rav Pesha Shalom Adam, Kamabonim. Also, Lama below Isha Shanemar, Lotov, Eos, Adam Levada. Wait a minute. Lotov. So it makes it also. It's Lotov. It's existentially bad for a man to be without a wife. I mask him 100%. It means it's also to be without a wife. That's the Gemara's dashing. That's the Gemara's dashing. Okay. What can I tell you? Fine. You get the army. A yesh lo bonim bottle of imperial rivia. Who bottle nana miisha? Gantz. Name it have a chufter of nachan of a shmu. Lo. Ey lo bonim. No say isha bas bonim. Yesh lo bonim. No say isha. Dila bas bonim. That's all the Gemara means, nothing more than that. Nafkamina, Limkor Sefer Torah Bishul Bonim. Rashi, Limkor Sefer Torah Gedalisa Bas Bonim, Yesh Lo Bonim, Lo Yimkor, Alayis Sakaro Zakeno. Marry a woman who's, you know, who cannot have any children. She's not, forgive the expression, the dowry you have to give her is less. Rabbi Say, you know how it works today. She'll be a doctor, give her a bigger dowry. She'll be a nurse, a lesser dowry. She'll be a school teacher, even a lesser dowry. She'll be a homemaker and a home mother, which is, she deserves the most, no dowry. I'm speaking in grubber terms. I'm saying, so that's how we used to work over there. If she's a bas bonim, you have to give her a higher, it's a better catch. She produce children. So you have to give her a greater dowry. You have to go sell yourself a tart, you have to produce the dowry. I mean, that's what it says. I'm not making it up. Okay, Adkan Sugyas Hagimah. Rabosai, let me ask you a question, an honest question. But an honest question. Lo yivatel adam ipiriya verivya. Elam ken yesh lo bonim. What does that mean? That a man who has a son and a daughter can be bottle if he wants from the mitzvah of Peru Revu. What does that mean? Is there any implication to you from that statement? Means a man has a son and a daughter, and now he has a son and a daughter, he can be bottled from the mitzvah of Peru Revu. Anyone have any? Yeah? Mitzvah what?
Son of the mitzvah.
Very good. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Do you want to say also? Okay, so let's go with Shaul. There's still a potential to fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Revu. A boy and a girl is a lower limit. But you get mitzvah points, Rabbi Osai, to try to have more children. A din d'oraisa. Peru Revu, the minimum, is a boy and a girl, but the sky's the limit. Not only that, Rabbi Osai, not only that, but exactly what is the nature? What is the nature of the mitzvah of Peru Revu? No, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, I know exactly what it is. I take a piece of matzah, put it in my mouth, swallow it. Oh, Baruch Hashem. I did the act of mitzvah, the act of achilas matzah, and a kiyum mitzvah. as Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, all in one thing, the Maaseh the mitzvah, the Kiyum mitzvah, it's all one and the same. It's all one and the same. What about when it comes to Peruvu? Rav Bo say, Opal, look, it's on the Maram HaKomis, but you don't mean to have the Rambam in front of you. But if you have the On Gemaras, a Mishpat Amole, page Dalet. Rambam Perek Tezvav, and Nuchus Ishus, Halacha Aleph. Let's read the words of the Rambam very carefully. Everyone should have it in front of you. If you don't have it on your in your back of your get it on your computer. And if you really want to be radical, you take a real Rambam and look inside. Whoa. That's a radical suggestion. Aisha Shehirsha says Baila Achar Nisuin Shiyimana Onosa Reza Mutter. The previous prophet was talking about the mitzvah of Omer. Medra Murim Shahayullah Bonin Shekwa Kiyem Mitzvahs Piriv Rivya Avlam Lo Kiyem Chayav Livol Bechol Ona Ashiyullah Bonin Neshi Mitzvahs Tasei Shal Torah Shenemar Puru. Seems to me, simple read of the Rambam, that the Maisa Mitzvah, the act of Mitzvah of Puruvu is Onam. The man lives with his wife in the required intervals. That's the Maisa Mitzvah. That's his Chiyuv. This is a person gets Tzchai Olam Abba, like any other Mitzvah. And Onish Chas Shalom doesn't do it. And therefore, Abba Osai, the mission says, Lo Yibotel. But there's another thing, Rav Osa. There's another thing. Take a look in Halacha Dal. I want to go there first. Kama bonim yiyu leish v'tiskaye mitzvah zu biyodo. Zohar nekev. What do you mean, tiskaye mitzvah zu biyodo? This doesn't mean what we call in our language, in Briscoe Lashonis, a kiyama mitzvah. When I eat matzah, I have a kiyama mitzvah. No. This means is that if a person has a boy and a girl, from that moment and on, he no longer has a chiyuv livo b'chol ona. That's my read of the Rambam. And therefore, mechila works. This chiyuv depends upon the metzias. He has a boy and a girl, doesn't have a boy and a girl. That's the only fact that counts. Look at the halacha. Hey, more later on, no dulo umesu, and then left no descendants. That's it. No puruvu. Why? Not his fault. Not my fault. Vaita, no dulo umesu v'inichu bonin. He had a son and then a daughter, and they both died, and each one had a son and a daughter respectively. How is the kibbutz a superior review? Wait a minute. I didn't know anything. The guy did nothing. The guy did absolutely nothing. Just imagine, okay, this is a tragic case. A man has a son and a daughter, and they're okay, just to make it even more dramatic, okay. You have a son and a daughter, and it's an unfortunate car accident, and the daughter is taken to the hospital, and the son is taken to the hospital. The son dies right away. The daughter lingers for a while, delivers a baby, right? And she dies. And the daughter-in-law, now walking away unscathed, she also has a baby. So now what's happening is, not only did this fellow do nothing to quote-unquote perform a mitzvah, but basically was fulfilled after the death of his own children. At the time after the death of... And it counts to him. He's going to get what? He'll get the Olam Haba for this. He didn't do anything. He was sleeping this whole time. The answer is, Rav Osai, no. The person's Olam Haba is when he fulfills mitzvah ona, which is his way he does puruvu, that's his act. It's a mitzvah. He doesn't do it, gets an aver. The word diskayim biyodo is not in the same sense as the word ki mitzvah, I ate matzah, so I have a ki mitzvah, which I get scar for. Means this kaya means that the son and daughter, that is the minimum amount of children that a person has to have to exempt him from further efforts at having children, that's it. Because the word this kaya doesn't mean kiyem in the normal sense. Yes, it's true, he uses it in halacha al for kiyem, mitzvahs, period, verivya. Doesn't mean that. in the sense of ki, like he ate mitzvah matzah. He says a kiyum, it's around for the next generation. So since the whole purpose of Kruruvu was having children, they should, the world should be populated, etc. Kruruvu milu es aretz, you can't take it out of context. So he uses mamal es aretz, and that milu aretz is still kayim. Chayim a kayim. Yes.
So Rabbi says that according to the Rambam, the Maisa mitzvah is the onah.
The Maisa mitzvah is the onah. Go further than that. The kiyum mitzvah, in the classical sense of kiyum, is also the onah.
Then according to the way the Rebbe's reading the Rambam, if the
Bia is
also, then he's not
mechanic mitzvah. Were you asking
mitzvah
Yeah. Good kasha. You're not the first.
I'm not talking about the mitzvah.
You're not the first Jew to ask that question. I recommend, Rebbe Osai, and once I have a good time, open the Minchas Chinuch. I brought it. The Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah Aleph, Pruvu. Whoever loves Minchas Chinuch always starts the first mitzvah. Such a geschmack. Then after you get starting to get bogged down, you know, afterwards. But the first mitzvah, mamish. Meridik is such frailich a tyrus, as we shall see, Mr. Shem, maybe even today and in the upcoming days. Oh, so he talks about that kasha, we'll see later on. Rabbi Osai. This explains something else here. Something else. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Gemara here on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. It's on the Marmakars. Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Samach Beis Amud Aleph, Itmar, the last narrow line, Itmar. Okay, Itmar. I asked you to start a little bit before that, when the Mark quotes the puzzle, I wanted to see. Lo tov b'ro l'shemes yetzara v'osh ova l'shemes. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's going to be on the side. Lo so b'ro, oh. La Shemes Yitzara, Ani Hashem Eino, Shem Mem Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches. Very nice. Kosh Baruch didn't make the world for nothing. We call it the midst of Shemes. We'll discuss later the parameters, who's obligated, one thing at a time. So again, back to this Gemara. Ha'ilabana be also Akum, in this Gaia. Rabbi Yochanan Makim, Piri Viriviyu. Rishlok Hashem Alokim, Piri Viriviyu. Rabbi Yochanan Makim, Piri Viriviyu, Da'avale Bonim. Rishlok Hashem Alokim, Piri Viriviyu. Kershin is Gaia, Kakotin, Shinola, Domi. Oh, both sides? Big machlokes. Big machlokes. How do we paskin? We paskin like a Yochana, Yotze. Fret the Turei Evan, Mechasin quotes it. Repainish Shinola. At the moment that he had, that he fulfilled the mitzvah, he was a goy. A guy. So if he's a guy, then how in the world can we say that he fulfilled his requirement? The Torah has in Rosh Hashanah of Chavches, Kfar Sheid, a person Nebuch is in a state of insanity, eats a kazayas of matzah, not yote. If he did another kazayas, because he was b'shas p'turo. Here too, when the person is a guy, he's b'shas p'turo. We'll get to later. Is a goy chayim puravu? Even if he is, it's not the same chiyuv as a Jew. That's the Turi Evans kash. Answers the holy Minchas Chinuch, the way he understands it. The bia is only a hechsha mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is having a child. So writes the Minchas Chinuch. And that's a matzah, not a maisah. He has a child and he's now Jewish. Fine. No problem, the fact that he brought the child into the world when he was not Jewish. That's the Minchas Chinuch's take. Lanias daiti, and I think others say it. Not so. The maisa and the kiyum, which I get my olam haba for, is not the fact that I have children. It's the fact that he's mekayim each and every owner in an attempt. Rabbo Sadeh Morris is one of the questions you were asked after 120. Osakta bepiri viriviyu. Just imagine, Rabbo Sadeh, the following scenario. A man gets married, and he wants to have a large family. And he's zayach to 10 sons. And then they ran out of time. 10 sons. You know, how long have they been? 10 sons. Come to Shemayim. And they'll ask him, by the way, Kash. Asap the Bepiri of Erivya. What's his answer?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Basilo said, still be up there. Basilo said, oh, you got about Basilo. Basilo. What's the answer, Rav Osak?
We tried.
Exactly. Osak, that you did the mitzvah. What if Chalila V'chas, a much sadder story. The person who took the Shemad 120 has no children. He tried, this didn't work for whatever reason. Osak, that approved, what's his answer?
He tried.
Yes. He fulfilled the mitzvah. It's Bob Bechol Ono. And he had a chiyuv to do it. He was Mekayim his chiyuv. Just that. You know, he'll never be potter from trying, keep trying, try, because he hasn't had a boy and a girl yet. Having a boy and a girl, he can stop trying. Based on Puruvu. See, there are other sources. That's a verb. So, Mamela Rav Osai, the man had a child when he was a non-Jew. Now he converts. Now we have to Yechayim and Tayag mitzvahs. They'll look in and say, excuse me, there's 613 mitzvahs. I can't do all 613, some only a man, some only a woman, some only a kohen. Let's start with number one, Puruvu. I have a pass. Where's your pass? Pulls out two pictures, beautiful boy, beautiful girl. Here's my pass. Okay, you have a pass? You have a boy or girl? Well, are we assigning mitzvah points over here? No. Kiyum Puruvu just means that you have a pass. You don't have to try anymore. If you do try more, as Shaul said, of course, you get more mitzvah points. That's the lashon lo yivat l'adam mipiriv rivi. Means that if you went beyond, you have an additional fulfillment of piriv rivi. If you decide not to, means you didn't have the mitzvah points of piriv rivi. You're not required to try to have more kids because you already have a pass. You have a boy and a girl. That's it. Let's say a chalila v'chas, a guy will have a beer when he's a shaita. A shaita, that's not what he's doing. It's not a gantz and a shaita. And his wife has twins, a boy and a girl, from not what he did when he was a shaita. They'll say, well, it's a pass. I have a shirt, it's matzah, it's matzah again. No, because there, Rav Osai, the kiyum is eating the matzah. Here, you have a pass, you have a boy and a girl. Yes?
You're saying that mitzvah prove room of goes to Aretz to fulfill that. That's only, so we're saying that you have to have kids to fill that. Doesn't Jewish, though. So.
Good question. What'll happen if a man converts and he has two children, and the boy and girl, and they don't convert? Would you say he has a pass, not a pass? Don't be paskins, the Holy Shir assistant paskins, you have a pass anyway. Mulu was always a victim, sure. The world has two more people. What do you say, man?
There's something I want to clarify. The machlokas.
Yochav Shlomish?
Is that, I mean, I know they say kiyum. Is it possible they mean pater? Or even if they do actually mean kiyum, is it possible that Reish Lakish holds that you'll be pater still, you just haven't been the kind of mitzvah?
I think the other way around. Evan agrees, mitzvah points, quote unquote, you don't have. You're a goy, you didn't have the mitzvah points of the mitzvah puruvu, which is assuming does not apply for goy for the moment. And even if it does, it's a different kind of a mitzvah. You have a pass, a free pass. I walk in with my boy and my girl, I'm an exemption.
The word kiyum should mean the same for both, right? So
the word kiyum in this context means, as the Rambam says, she is sky in my mitzvah b'yodah. That you already have a boy and a girl, you're not required to try him anymore.
Potter,
that's right, that's all it means in my opinion.
Wasn't the kind of
that's in my opinion, that's all it means. Yes, sir?
He
didn't
have any mitzvah at all, and he had two kids.
Did he have a mitzvah? Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it was sign reward for things that a non-Jew does. He was a good non-Jew, and he got married in the church, and he was monogamous, he was faithful, and she was faithful. They lived nice, upright lives as non-Jews. Chassidim almost all of them will get reward. And maybe get if marriage is then a pruru for goyim, he'll get reward for that too. But for the pruru of a Jew, this not.
Oh, well, when a regular Jew has two kids as a Jew, that sense for them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
We're saying that the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyum Mitzvah, is owned.
Owner, right.
So let's say someone has a kid through artificial insemination.
Can't do?
No. If they have a kid through artificial insemination.
Oh, good question. A man has a child through artificial insemination. Has he, Rav Osai, does he get mitzvah points? We already spoke about it. It comes up again in Siman Aleph. You saw the Makoros. Who we pass in the halacha, the child is his child. And it says he fulfilled Puruvu. So I should take
Beferish.
Oh, so the question would be, maybe fulfilled Puruvu just means that he doesn't have to try any longer. But you get the actual mitzvah point? Maybe not. Maybe the mitzvah point is only given for someone who is doing bia. The answer is as follows. The mitzvah point he gets when he lives with his wife. The kiyum that he has a trony mole he gets when he has an artificial insemination. And he'll come to Gan Eden with both. He'll come to Gan Eden. In one hand, he'll have his all the kiyum already fulfilled. The other hand, he'll walk in with his child of artificial insemination. They'll say, all the mitzvahs you fulfilled with the being owner, that we give you a shtickle of yosin for that. You have yosin, not just yosin, merited. The fact that you have a child or artificial insemination, very nice. Very nice. But you're saying maybe there's no yosin for that. The tuna fish, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Yeah.
The Rambam says only when the kids convert also.
Ah, correct. Rambam requires a child to convert as well. Correct. Because he's after Jewish children. According to the Rambam, it's very possible, we'll have to get this a little later, that remember the mitzvah of Pruru was given to Adam HaRishon and given to Noah. So how come, what changed when we came to Har Sinai? Whole sukkahs in Sanhedrin, it was Nemra of Nishna, it's back and forth, Shulachem Aleichem, a whole story, not for this minute. It could be that the nature of the mitzvah changed. Before Matan Torah was simply to fill the world with any kind of population. And after Matan Torah, the same mitzvah now was transmuted, was metamorphosized into a new mitzvah, which is to populate the world with Jewish children. I mean, that may be the question between the Rambam that you're quoting, right? And the Beis Shmuel, we'll see later in the Maror Makomos, if we get to it, it's based upon a artosis, perhaps, that they don't have to convert. Yes, sir?
I don't get if the kids of a guy are with him, they're not related to him in any way. Right.
Biologically, they're related. He has two biological children. They're Jewish, according to the Rambam. He walks in with his pass. I have a pass. But if they're not Jewish, Rambam say no, and perhaps Tosfos says yes. That's what we're discussing. Yes, yes.
According to what we said last month, that you have to raise your kids to be on Derech HaTorah, then that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
According to that, not the meaning of the nature of this being changed by Matan Torah, would the case of a man who had children with non-Jewish women also be totally on that?
A man had a child with a non-Jewish woman, and let's assume... Oh, good question. Good question! What do you say? Yotze or not Yotze? What do you say?
Not
Yotze. Not Yotze. Why?
Because even by God, because he has a connection to
correct. Him. Look in Tosis. Look in Tosis, right over here. Look in Tosis. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Ki in Piri Verivya. Sam Bezim and Aleph. Afal Gavlin Kamadvarim. Aminan. Rabbi Yochanan concedes. Gerish in his Gaia. Kakon Shal. That was just written in Shlomo. Shetz. Mikomako. Mistabro Leit Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. Hocho. Look at the next word. Kevan de Benachriuso Kiyim. Why? Dizaro Miyuchas Achra Ba'osa Shah? Mif Dynamic Shedis Gai. Zok Minchas Chinuch. That's only true when he was a good guy. Lived with a nice goyish wife. So at that point in time, Zar Miyuchas Achra. So Mefurish can go right over here in Samach Beis. Mimela, even if he converts. So the mitzvah remains. He has his pass. But if you live with a Jewish woman and an intermarriage and produce a Jewish child, he never had a child. Not yours. That's what it sounds like from this Tosis. Yes?
Why would it make a difference if let's say a guy's 60 years old and has like 2 4-year-old kids decide, dad's converting, so we'll do it also. If the father wasn't responsible for the kids converting and like he didn't give birth to 2 Jewish kids, like unless, so why should it make a difference?
The answer is, as I said again, the answer is that this idea of kiyum doesn't mean he has mitzvah points. He de facto has a biological son and a daughter. According to Rambam, they convert. According to Beis Shmuel, they didn't convert. He has a pass.
And even so, it's still not mitzvah.
He may not get mitzvah points. That's a different story. Yes, sir.
What about a mitzvah? How about a mamzer?
Very good question. What if someone has a mamzer? Chmono Litzlan. Somebody gives birth to a mamzer. What do you say? Mitzvah, no mitzvah. Mamish gives birth to a mamzer. Not exactly the, I don't know, give me a shkayach. But technically speaking, did he fulfill the mitzvah or did not fulfill the mitzvah?
They are you.
Hold on. Take a look at Mishpat Amalek. Page Lamed Beis. Page Lamed Beis. Mishpat Amalek. The top of column 2. Ramah. Small print. Hoya Habein Mamzer. Okay, Shota Bekoton. Kiyim HaMitzvah. Beis Yosef B'Shem HaRashba. Look at that. You ask the question. Here's the answer. Ramah says, if a Mamzer, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Yes?
So wouldn't that force us to say the custom looks like the Ramah in the sense that, that the mitzvah is, the key mitzvah is the children being in existence and not the actual...
The Minchas Chinuch asks the mitzvah of Avera.
Right, but it's not because that's only the Hashem.
Oh, you can imagine Mechad and Mechad. Minchas Chinuch says what happens. If I, for example, steal a lulav, everyone knows the sukkah, lulav agos, and I shake the lulav on sukkahs, so I'm not yotze for two reasons. It's not lachem. It's a mitzvah of aveira. What's the aveira? I stole it. But that was yesterday. But you didn't give it back. Every second you hold on to stolen goods, it's an additional aveira. Says the Michal, say what the following case. I stole... No, didn't steal. I take my object of mitzvah, let's call it a lulu, and the object is in my house, and I want to go to shul, so I take that lulu from the house to the street. You'd have to say the big street, open air minion, and it's just around a million people. It's just around Doraisa. And I carry my lulav on Shabbos from the house to the street. Or my kazayas matzah. I carry it from the house to the street with this huge seder for a million people. What do you say, Rabbi Osai? Is that mitzvah b'avera? Yes or no? Who knows? Who learned this once? Is that a mitzvah b'avera? Yes or no? Anybody know? I took matzah. Carried it in the Isra Daraisa Mamash, Chayv Skila, Isra Motso, from Shusha Yochid, Shuram Daraisa. Then I eat the matzah. Is the mitzvah Bavera? Yes. Who votes yes? Who votes no? Why? Everyone says no. Why not?
Because you could have done the mitzvah anyways.
Yeah, proceeded. I'm doing proceeded. Carrying the matzah from the house to the street is what we call a Hechsha mitzvah. Says Rav Minchas Chinuch, according to the only Shita, living with your wife is a Hechsha mitzvah. Doesn't matter, did it Bavera. Kodo, we said, Rebbe Osai, not so simple at all. We suggested, fakert, the nature of the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyam Schar Mitzvah is for the Kiyam Ona. If you live with a relative, an incestuous relationship, I would say we should apply the principle of Mitzvah Bava Veira. When he comes to get his Livyosan, they'll say, sorry, Charlie. But then he'll say, but was I guilty of not having more children? No. No. You had a boy and a girl. You had to hit the jackpot. You had a boy and a girl twins. Mom's there, mom's there. So hit the jackpot. You have a free pass. The two separate dinner, Rebbe Osai. The Ramah says, Hoya ben mamzer o cherishota kiyem ha-mitzvah. Kiyem just means, in the sense, you don't have to try again. Mitzvah kayem biyoto, the Ramah's expression, Rebbe Osai. Kain really, yes. Question.
I'm thinking. I was just the pasuk for a kohen about a chol, right? It's what is like? It's al tiskal, right? Isn't there a pasuk?
Chol is abayim. What are you
drawing? I was thinking about whether there might be an iser on having a zera that is like a chol or a mamzer, and therefore the fact that they're born also.
At first glance, there's no iser to have a mamzer. Let's say someone is a Rabbi Osai is a mamzer. So we'll tell him, no problem. Marry Gioris. Het the gamma. Kagem Lewik recall. What will the child be? A mamzer. Pashti fulfilled the mitzvah. Pashas. Minchas doesn't like that either. We'll get to that a little bit later on. And with me so far, Rabbi Osai, we're going to the fundamentals, the definitional fundamentals. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Puru? But before we go any further, Rabbi Osai, I want to show you a Tosefta. We don't often look at Toseftas, but this one is very, very important for a number of reasons. Perek Ches Halacha Beis and Gimel. In our edition, it's page Yutes from the Tosefta. Second half of Beis, the first half of Gimel. Ha'ish ein rashoi leishe below ish, shalom ish. Isha rashoi leishe below ish, shalom ish. Ish ein rashoi lishtos ikrin, shalom yolim. Ha'isha rashoi lishtos ikrin, shalom telis. This is very important. A man can take a potion which will render him sterile for life. A man may not do so, but a woman may. Keep it in mind, we have to discuss these halachos. Gimel. Ish ein rashoi lisa akora uzkena islandis ktana v'she'ena v'ulele. Isha rashoi linasa yafil lisris. So many important things over here in this Tosefta. So many important things. Why can't you marry a ketana? What's wrong? What's wrong with marrying a ketana? What's wrong with marrying a ketana? What's wrong? The answer, yes? What? Ashkaz is there. Chalila. There is such a view, but we pass in that's not Ashkaz is there. It's rather what? Yes? Bittul Peruva. What Bittul? Give her a chance. Not an analyst. Let's say I did a blood test. She's not an analyst.
At this time.
At this time, we had this out a while ago, if you recall. But I want to read you the lashon of the Magen Mishnah when he comments. It's on the Maamar Kamos. The Magen Mishnah when he comments on this din. This is found in the Rambam in Perek Tezvav in Hilchos Ishus Halacha Zayin. Rambam writes. Says the Magid Mishnah as follows. Ktana. Afa pishi bo lechlabonim later on, 5 years, 10 years from now. Hashtahu mechuyav. Vehi lav bas bonim hi. And he quotes the Tosefta, Rabosai. Why did I quote this to Seth? I had a very important reason to quote. Yes, sir.
But didn't we say, I don't know if you can really connect it to, but by Yibum, right, we said that it doesn't make a difference whether whether she's able to have children now. It's a question of if she was able to or if she will be able to.
Correct.
So why can't I apply it also over here that she will be able to have children?
Because here we're talking practically. You're talking about in theory, who is a kosher individual. It's practical. Rabbeinu said, this is one of my sources for being so vehemently against couples that try to postpone having children upon their marriages. What's wrong? Wait 5 years. All right, this is what's wrong. This town is 10 years old. You only have to wait 2 years if she can have children. Asur, you're not allowed to marry her. Lo yisa adam akera, akara zakena hazu ketana. You're not allowed to do it. Is it right now? Any real lele? A woman's on the pill. Is there any real lele? I don't want to get all wound up again. We spoke about it with enough vehemence last time. But to just give you an example, this is a very important source over here, right here. Very serious matter. Very serious. Now, any questions before we proceed? Okay. The Rambam. Oh. Before we get to the Rambam, there's some more Gemara to be seen.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So it says you're not an American Tana. I mean, like the Rabbanan on the Reikitana? Does that mean?
No, on a simple level, but the Raisi is supposed to marry a woman who's a Basbanan, and not a Ketana, who's not a Basbanan.
But you are allowed to marry the Raisi of Ketana.
What does that mean?
Seeing the father's allowed to marry off his Ketana?
yeah, the guy has it ready from his other wife. He has a boy and a girl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Rabosai, there's an important Gemara. We don't have time to read through the entire Sugya. Don't have the time for it right now. We started on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Let's skip a little bit. We'll try to come back a little bit later. It was a very famous Gemara. Halfway down the narrow lines. Masnisin the Lokar Yeshua. The Tanya Yeshua Omer. Nasa Adam Isha Bialdusa Yisha Viziknusa. Her Lubana Bialdusa Yis Lubana Ziknusa. Shanema was a Pasik in Koheles. Babokis Ras Arecha, Ulaerev Vilaerev Altanach Yadecha. Kien Chayodea Eza Yichshar Hazeh Ozev Imshneh Kiechatovim. Famous Gemara. So our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yoshua. Our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yoshua. Before analyzing this issue of how we pass the Mishnah Rabbi Yoshua, I want to show you the Rambam and his formulation of this obligation to have a child over and above a boy and a girl. Rambam's formulations are always very, very important. You have it over here in Perek Tezvav Alocha Tezayin. You have it in the back on page Hey, column 1, halfway down. Alocha Tezayin. Afal Pisha Kim Adam Mitzvah Piriv Rivya Harehu Mitzuveh Midivrei Sofrim Shalo Yibotel Milifros Milirbos Kozman Sheyer Shlo Koach Shekola Mosnith Nefesh Achas Bi Yisrael Ki Ilu Bona Olam. A wild Rambam. Number one, he says it's Mitzuva Midivrei Sofer. What's a Divrei? What does Divrei Sofer mean? The Rabbanan Pashtus. Not found beferish in the Torah. There's no Chiyuv Doraisa, but it's a Chiyuv Derabbanan. Mitzuva Midivrei Sofer. Once the question becomes, his soul, where did he get his source from? What does the source remind you of, Rabbi Osei? Those are little b'shtam, little b'kiyas. Yes? That's right. Very good. A Mishnah Sanhedrin, Aflam Azayinu and Aleph. Kol Amatzel Nefesh Achas V'Yisrael. Right? Kilu what? Kilu Kiyem Olam Ole. So the Rambam is writing the same thing over here. Kilu Bona Olam Ole. I think he got it from that Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that expression. The problem is the question which the Ramach asks. The Ramach. I didn't put the Ramach on the Maram because I should have. Not only do we have Frankel Rambams. Frankel Rambam, the question is raised there from the Ramach on the side. The Gemara of Amasam of Bezim and Bez, Samach Lemi Akro de Babok as Raz Arecha, Vilera Batanich Yedecha, Kloseda as a Yichsha, the Chayesh, the Mises Harishonim, Vinitz Shalokim HaMitzvah, Vahu, the Rambam, Nosan Bekan, Tamashim Tosefes Nefesh Achaz, Vitzarachin. A chutzpah Rambam. Make up your own reasons. Rabosa. Is that a shtickle chutzpah? The Gemara gives one pasuk in Koheles. Rambam gives up another reason out of nowhere. Mamash out of nowhere. Kilkim olamon, bon olamon. Where do you get it from? A chutzpah. So is the Ramach against the Rambam. Printed on the side of the daf. Hagos Ramach, Moshe Koyin, one of the Rishonim, who's quoted on the side. This question is asked by the Maaser Rokeach on the Rambam and by the Netziv. Hemek Shela, Simet Kuf Samech Hesed Kod Gimel, not my Bekias. I look in the back of the Franklin. It tells you where's the Kash. So the Netziv and Hemek Shela has a very interesting answer. He says, well, it's really the same thing. Why? Because the end of that Pasuk is, everyone calls it, we spent a week on this already, well, we call it Le'erev. That's all in Pasuk. In the Kayam Le'erev, not the Kayam Le'erev. Wait, why are you stopping there? Dim Shneem Kiyecha Tovim. Be an optimist, says the Nitzil. So Shneem Kiyecha Tovim means he's Mekai's Bon Olam Ole. That's his twist. Okay. The Maaser Rokeach, which we have in our Beis Medrash downstairs on the first floor, is the following answer. Because the Rambam is basing himself on a Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Samach Dalid Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara in Samach Dalid Amar Aleph from the top. You need 22,000 Jews for the Shechina to be shown. And if you did not produce a 22,000th child, you're missing one. Lo asa peri v'rivya. Lo nimtza zeh gorom l'shechina shetistalek miYisrael. So writes the Gemara. Says the Maisei Rokeach, what is the Shechina? The Shechina is Kiyam HaOlam. This fellow by not having a child, right, is preventing kiyam olam. So if he has a child, he's mekayim the olam. Kiyam olam mole. A little fancy footwork by the Maaser Rokeach. I tell you the truth, I looked on the side of the Frankel, thought maybe he'll have a mocker for this, so he has a mocker. On this Rambam, he has some Makoros Mitzuyunim. Where'd he get it from? Look what he says, amazing. Look what he says, Shchol HaMosif, Yevama Samach Gimel Amad Beis, Kol Mi She'ein Osek V'chule. We're done. So you may remember, if you saw the Mariette, Samach Gimel Beis in the bottom, Kol Mi She'ein Osek V'piri V'rivya, Kilu Shofech Domim, based on the Smichas, juxtaposition. Shofech Dam, Ha'odna, Ba'odna, Dom, Yishofech, V'chsib Asrei, V'atem Furubu, and Pashas Noach. So what does Rabbi Frankel mean? He means as follows. He means, if it's considered like Shvichas Domim, and if a guy is Shofech Domim, we say he's Machrav and Olam Olim. And therefore, we tell you, don't say this, Eid Sheker, will be matzil and olam olay. By the same token, if you produce a new baby, you're bone and olam olay. Fits in better with the sauce. That's what he says in the course of Tziyunim, as opposed to the matzil kech, it's a little fancier. The shechina is the kiyam olam. I think the upshot, based on the course that he has on the side, is even a little bit better. Okay, so says the Rambam. So says the Rambam. Yes, sir.
I don't remember.
Very good question. We did not ask the question last time. According to Rashi and Chumash, Yitzchak married Rivka, and he didn't even start davening until 10 years passed because she was 3, and wait till she was 13 or so to have a child. How do you do it? I'll give you my answer. Once you talk about Agarata. Once you want to assume we got it because she was 3, she was the best catch in the world. There was no one else. So I had no choice. I'm all talking to you, we're talking on an Agaric plane, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't there also another, I think a Rashi in Yom says this, that everyone gave birth earlier then? People were right to.
People gave birth earlier then?
I
could be, yeah. There's somewhere it says in the Chazal that they gave birth earlier. But maybe. But Rashi says if he waited until she 10 years after before he davened. Wait. What did Rashi say? Hold on.
I don't remember exactly.
Whoa. Let's look again in the Rashi. This is Pasha's told us. I'm supposed to be Bucky Chumash and Rashi. I'm asking you to be Bucky. I'm supposed to know too. Ay. Chumash and Rashi are both. I keep telling you, if you come up with nothing else in this whole Shia, but you know Chumash and Rashi, you'll be ahead of the game. Says the holy Rashi in Pasha's told us. Here we go. Vayeta. Seeing it over here. You know, let's hold off. When we get to the sugya of the 10 years, which is the next Mishnah, maybe we'll come to that. It is a Rashi. See, my instinct is better than my eyesight. Ben Shishim Shana, Zok Rashi. Yud Shana Mishan Asach and Asabasu Gimel, Shana Verulah Hirayon. Yud Shana Malalo Tzipa Vahimten Kamosh Osa Aviv the Sarah, Kesh on the Sarah Biodashi Akaris Balalea. Okay, that's the answer. Yes. Of course.
So she's already mature.
Okay. What am I going to tell you? Rashi says it's different. I got it. Okay. Rashi says.
Well, anyways, why 10 years? Why not 9 years?
I mean, 12, 13. Okay. The first year is just, not everyone matures at the same time. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Sai, you don't have too much time to go. I want to discuss one more thing. And we'll see tomorrow the rest. Open to the Ramban. Open to the I asked you to see the Balamor, the Ramban, and the Ravid. Now, for those of the old Gemaras, you can't do that. There is no Ravid. At least I couldn't find it in my old Gemara. You have the new Gemaras, They have the Balamor, they have the Ramban, and they have the Ravid. So on page Nunhei and out in the new print. We saw the Gemara which said that our mission is against Rabbi Yeshua. There's only one problem. The Rif quotes the Mishnah and quotes Rabbi Yeshua. How can it be? The Balamor is the Kasha, the last two narrow lines on the right side. Lo kach nir olanu. The behed aminim be Gemara must taste the log Rabbi Yeshua. The cave and the ifsra log Rabbi Yeshua. The mele itchelo must nisen. The law yibatel. Oh no, not true. You have a boy and you have a girl, and it's still a chi of gomer not to be bottled from Puruvu because you have to have more kids. Lerev. For less of the masnisim become a braisa. El affiliation of bonin, law yibatel mi puri verivya. Ul chatchil in a nosi should love as bonin. Avavisha should come a bonin. Umoche say for Torah, lisa isha bas bonin. Viafagav de midra bonin he. Ein hefesh bekach ben the reisel the rabbanon. Shine. He had no business quoting the Mishnah. If he should have quoted Rabbi Yeshua, le'rabat tanach yedecha. He tainas against the Rif. Why do we quote the Mishnah? The Mishnah shalok aloch. We passing Rabbi Yeshua against. Says the Ramban, come on, give the Rif a break. What do you want from the Rif? What do you want? He says you have to know the din daraisa. The mission is in daraisa, and he reassures it in the rabbana. The rifts beferish it's the rabbana. My afkamina, zok the ramban, three or four afkaminas. Number one. He says in our edition it's a new paragraph. Umiu, the yedina namin afkamina, dimi daraisa makan also kinyan shemav suas peivav, misha orvin lo ase lula vena osa suka vena osa shemakan osa shteis enafshin. Umishamten, umacharim, if you also in our dofa. Avavisham mitzvah, the rabbanon, laftakatehi, elekain yishav derech eret, and machmin lo kolkach. The rabbanon is a double chiddush. He interprets the nature of the Mishnah as not mitzvah, the rabbanon, not a really absolute chanukah, on both sides. Chanukah, he beat up the guy to do their chanukah too, the same as sukkah and lulav. Le'erav al tanach yedecha, he calls it yishav derech eret. This is a proper way for an individual to conduct his life. It's not saying it's like Ner Chanukah, and therefore you will not force him with a whip. That's Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, Rabbi Osai. Nafkamina number two. What's Nafkamina number two, Rabbi Osai? As follows. He says like this. A Nafkamina, Rabbi Osai, with respect to a Gemara, Rabbi Osai, in do you have to divorce your wife? The next paragraph. As long as you have a boy and a girl. You're right. The Rif said the same thing. The third Afkamina, he quotes over here. Avelus, end of that paragraph. You're not allowed to marry a woman for three until three regalim pass, unless you weren't fulfilling Puru Ravu Daraisa. For cause to Rabbeinu, the Abilchus Meseres Mashkin, right cotton, Verech Levar Adam. So the Rif concedes all these Nafkaminas. So why do you tell the Mishnah? You tell the ain't Kofi, because it's in Daraisa. What do you want from the poor Rif? Out of time. Tomorrow we'll begin with the Lachamis, with the Balamor, with the Ravid. Go back to Watoysis and see what he says about all these things. We'll see out of the Shemaya. Tomorrow's Thursday, Shira at 11 o'clock.